You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl.
Oh, whoa, bad word.
Gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter.
He just said a bad word.
Anyway.
Did you just now pick up on that?
No, I've known that for a while.
Okay.
Thank you, Will. I've known that for a while. All right, here we go. We're in new mixtape because I'm in the mood to play some games this week. It's been a rough week and it's only Wednesday. My God.
And I do have some submissions that are really good from the text line after we get through everyone's choice here.
Okay. By the way, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty this Friday. It'd be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Here's the order we're going to go in. I always go first because I never win. Rod is second. Dana is third. Mr. Starrett will be fourth. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Category number one for mixtape today. You're on a 14-hour road trip. There's no radio. CD player is stuck on repeat to the worst song ever. What song is it? Here is mine.
Now I'll run from you.
You know me, man. I hate this song.
When you read the category, I thought, I bet I know what
that's
he's
the worst
pick.
Song of all time.
It's the worst song of all time.
No, it ain't. You haven't heard mine yet.
Haven't heard mine.
Yeah.
Rod.
I'm pretty sure I got this one wrapped up. You ready?
Rod, you're on a 14-hour road trip.
Brace yourself. I warn you people in the car, you might turn it down a bit.
Don't worry, 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 don't wor
it.
Okay,
stop.
You said 14 hours. You're not even getting through 14 seconds of this thing.
I got it.
It's awful.
Pretty bad. That's pretty awful.
Dana Wright, you are stuck in a car on a 14-hour road trip. CD is stuck on the worst song ever. What song plays?
Oh, you just...
Big blue eyes, pointy nose, chasing mice and digging holes, tiny paws.
We clearly have a contest here now. Okay.
My son was running around the house the other day. I don't even know. He's 10. I'm sure he heard the song somewhere. But he's running around the house going, "What does the fax say?" I was cracking up. That is hilarious.
That's pretty good. I still wouldn't want to hear it.
All right. We definitely have a close tie for first place. Mr. Sterrett, you're on a 14-hour road trip. Your CD is stuck.
Hey, yeah! Oh. Where is it? Oh. Is it a push I know, brother?
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you just wait till they get to the drum solo.
No. No, we're good. No.
That's like Animal on the Muppets.
Stop.
It's better than Animal on the Muppets.
What is that?
That is an out-of-tune drum set that someone has no idea how to play.
I am a drummer, and that is out of tune.
Then there's the bugle solo.
Dude, how could you go wrong with a bugle solo?
Exactly.
Wait, stop. What is that?
That is Paralyzed by the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
When does the recorder come in? That's the only thing that could make that worse.
Okay, wait, hang on. It's down between you two. Rod, give me a little bit more of your first one. Can you still do that, or did you already move on?
Don't worry, don't worry.
Will, give me a little... Okay. All right. The winner on The winner on round one is going to be Will Starrett. But
yes.
Rod, you are a very close second.
I agree. That Will Starrett song was something special.
How bad is it when What Does the Fox Say doesn't even come in the top two?
Right. You are a very close second with that Yoko Ono.
Anything by Yoko Ono is awful.
Thing that he dug up, I don't even know what it is.
It's quite beautiful. Like it.
Give me just a little bit more.
I've already moved on from it.
I'm looking for it on iTunes.
Okay.
If you guys don't speak fluent whiskey.
The only word that most people can make out from that song is paralyzed.
Yeah.
From the text line, achy breaky heart.
Well.
Muskrat love.
Yeah.
Hey.
Crimson and clover.
Crimson and clover. Yeah.
No, that's a good song.
And I like Crimson.
It's Christmas in Kansas City.
Christmas in Kansas
City. Sorry, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
So round two went to Starrett.
Round
one went to Starrett. Now we're moving on to round two. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Here's mine. Okay, but I can't win, so let's move on to Rod.
That's pretty good. I had a tough time with this one, but I ended up on this song. Because it was so huge when it came out.
Yeah.
The video won so many awards.
Sledgehammer.
And I just remember watching it again and again going, man, this is so cool.
Yeah. 1986, I believe it was.
About that.
Great song, man. All right. Okay. All right. You're in. Here is Dana's, her music video that she considers her most memorable childhood music video. Okay. All right.
Remember at the beginning, he would run down the stairs, those metal stairs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's good.
Not bad at all. Will Starrett, memorable childhood music video. Go.
Oh, solid choice.
Solid choice. I can see all three of those videos in my head right now.
Wait, the high note.
Mm-hmm.
I challenged Jonathan to hit that high note. He did pretty good.
Wow. Mm. Rod, what was yours again?
Sledgehammer.
Oh. Mm. Dana Wright is the winner of round two.
All right.
From the text line, Centerfold, Money for Nothing,
yeah,
and Wanted Dead or Alive.
You know what's funny? The Clash, Rock the Casbah, is a dumb video. But when I was a kid, sitting and staring at MTV like a deadhead looking at a lava lamp, when that video would come on, I just remember, I didn't really get it, but I remember sitting there thinking, okay, this is somehow different than everything else I've seen today.
Yeah. All right, we got to get moving because we got two more categories. Real quick, your actual senior prom song, if you can't remember it, what do you wish it was? This is my actual senior prom song.
Hold on to the memories.
Jam.
Were they trying to end the night early and want everybody to get out?
Hey, come on.
Was your theme Hold On to the Nights? Because I bet it was.
Richard, welcome to prom. Please leave by 9.
Richard Marx, Hold On to the Night.
And we will play Richard Marx until you do.
What was our senior night song? Okay?
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Thank you.
I didn't have a senior prom song, but it would have been roughly 1989. So I just went with this.
Ooh. Oh, I wonder. This town needs an enema.
Little bat dance for you.
Okay, see, you guys have figured out this game. If you go with Prince or Thin Lizzy, I'm likely to pick your choice. I get it. I see how you roll. I'm not that easy. Dana Wright, your senior prom song was...
Inside, what more can I say?
So bad.
How can
you shut your filthy mouth.
Okay, I didn't know senior prom songs had to be full of cheese.
That is such a good song.
Such a good
they
song.
They played that as they crowned like the queen
they did.
And the king.
Yeah, they did. Will Starrett, go.
I do cherish you for the rest of my life. You don't have to think twice. I will.
So bad.
That's so bad. All right, I got it. Round three, we're going to have to do round four after the break because we're way late on time here. We're going to need Dana to come from behind. Rod, I hate to do this to you, brother, because I love the Prince throw in. Starrett gets round three.
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
That was horribly cheesy.
Love it.
I mean, that's terrible.
Such a jam.
Round four, when we get back, the song that makes you dance like no one is watching and no one is. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago. Hello, I am in love. The family is in love. We just ordered Omaha Steaks a couple of weeks ago. Man, send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar. You get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now and you get four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, two premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, plus get four more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com. We got to wrap this up. We got to get moving on to something that actually matters in this world.
This matters.
Yeah, don't you ever, ever tell me mixtape doesn't matter.
Mixtape does matter.
That's right, it does.
All right, your final category, ladies and gentlemen, is the song that makes you dance like no one is watching when no one is watching. Here is mine. It cannot win, but here is mine nonetheless.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's good.
A lot of rich.
Yeah. You're an old weirdo.
Man.
Wow.
And you both are.
That's how you don't win category four.
I did get called grandma the other day at Hobby Lobby. A little girl, you look like my grandma. What?
Yeah, you look like the person I last punched in the face, is what I'll say tomorrow.
Rod, the song that you listen to and dance when no one's watching because no one is. Oh, going 1990s.
The Humpty Dance.
Okay.
Protesting if you do not let me go with my song.
Okay, stop the tape. Dana originally wanted to go with Sexy Back. I had to pull the plug on that because there is a bad word in it.
But that is the song.
If Rod can find a clean version of Sexy Back.
Yep.
I'll let you with me.
Take it to the bridge.
Yep. It's not going to win.
He wanted me to pick another song, and I did, but I said I want to be on the record that was my song.
If that is your song, you are not going to win.
This wins everything.
Radio edit clean version.
Yep.
So they say.
How am I going to be my yepper, Will Starrett?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
It is a pretty damn good song.
It's so good.
All right.
Dirty babe.
I'm not a Justin Timberlake fan at all, but that's a damn good song.
No, okay. All right. Will Starrett, the song you dance to. If this is a slow song, I'm going to absolutely
it is not.
Lose my mind.
It's going to be Barry Manilow.
Is it Mandy?
It is not Mandy. It's nothing Manilow.
Is that a
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a winner for round four and an overall winner. Round four is going to go to Rod Babcock with the Humpty Dance.
Yes.
Can't beat that one.
Which means your winner today is Will Starrett, the winner of rounds one and three. Dana wins round two. Rod, you know, the funny thing about mixtape.
Oh.
The funny thing about mixtape is Starrett's the only one who really gets excited when he wins.
He gets really excited.
You can hear it in his.
I like this game.
You hear the undertone. Cool. Here's what you hear.
Yes.
Well, what you don't see is him in there kissing his fist. Mwah.
From the text line, oh, this is a good one. Yeah, by Usher. I love that song. That is such a good
that's
a song.
Good, that's a good one.
500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
For dancing?
When I wake up.
That also works for the first category of the most annoying song.
Someone just wrote in Footloose. And let me see if I can find one more.
My first choice for song that you can't help but dance to was this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, hey. Come on now.
Someone else submitted Brick House. That's a good one, too.
Brick House is damn good.
Yes, it is.
Commodores. Can't go wrong.
Here's what Dana had picked as her second song and could have been a winner.
Oh, yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal.
Nah.
I don't even know what he's saying. This could be bad words.
Here it comes.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
It's so good.
I think he said Buddha, which I think means your mom.
Your mom?
Well, not yours specifically.
I love that song.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Sentencing and a separate deal. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, safety, affordability, and you get all three. When you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. And right now at Subaru, they're doing the Share the Love event. Get a great deal on every new Olathe Subaru, and with every purchase, a $250 donation to a great charity. That's Bill George's Olathe Subaru just off I-35 and Santa Fe, and at Olathe Kia, all month they're doing a final year-end clearance event. Save big on all remaining new 2018 models already in stock. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
431, I'm Will Starrett. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New York says it won't prosecute the National Enquirer's parent company over its efforts to suppress an embarrassing story about Donald Trump during the presidential campaign in 2016. The agreement announced today, right after former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Cohen's crimes included working with American Media, Inc., the parent company of the National Enquirer, to buy the silence of a model who says she had an affair with Trump. President denies that affair. KCK police say there's no evidence to support criminal charges in connection with an alleged threat of a shooting at Piper High School. The news release says an investigation revealed that the suspect never made a threat. Police got what it called misinformation from a witness. Some Google Fiber customers in the metro lose service. Company says the shutoff happened to several users around the country. Customers got a notification about being suspended for not paying their bill on time, even though they were paid up. In a statement, Google Fiber says, quote, "We're still investigating the initial cause and we'll be taking steps to make sure this does not happen again," end quote. Traffic and weather together next. It's 432.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. A reminder, go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It takes seconds. Plug in whether you're a man or a woman, how much coverage you think you want, and whether or not you smoke. That's it. And then right then and there, all of these quotes will pop up on your computer screen for you, depending on the state that you live in. Kansas and Missouri, it works for both. And then call Stuart Woodbury. He has been here for decades in the Kansas City area, helping people with their life insurance needs, helping you figure out how much life insurance do I need? What kind of life insurance do I need? How long do I need it? That's a really important question because the goal is, and he will tell you this, to self-insure at some point so you no longer need life insurance. Call Stuart Woodbury for all of your life insurance needs and questions, 816-792-0700, or go to the website lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
A cool and dry Wednesday evening with temperatures gradually making their way through the 40s down into the 30s. More clouds for tonight heading into our Thursday, and off and on rain showers heading through your day tomorrow. Temperatures will be quite a bit cooler with a high of only 39 degrees, that chilly north wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lingering showers into your Thursday evening, then drier for Friday with highs in the low to mid 40s. From Channel 9 and First Alert meteorologist Neville Miller, KMBZ Weather.
50 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Definitely a dance on your own song. Oh, yeah.
That would have won it.
I should have thought about Celebration by Kool and the Gang, too. One of my favorites.
Dang it. Dang it.
We'll have to bring that category back. Because now I just realized all the songs I didn't put in there. Son of a beast.
I wrote in Hello, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol. I actually can't stand that song.
That's a great song.
It's fine. Yeah, it's a little annoying.
Wow.
I know.
The Billy Idol hate. I never saw that coming from
it's
you.
It's fine. So really quick, I think this has probably happened to a lot of people listening, so I'm going to throw it out there like we do from time to time. I bet it's happened to Rod. Scott, I'm not so sure. But
I'll tell you if it has.
I go home last night. I don't know if you saw my post. I'm trying to stay off Facebook, but I was so upset that I posted it. I walk in the door. You know I have very complicated feelings about the dogs. And that is the nicest way to say it.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It's complicated.
Okay.
And I walk in. We probably have 45 ornaments on the tree. And we don't have the nice little tidy tree with the matching bow that, you know, when you first get married, all you want it to do is look like it comes out of a catalog. We have the tree with the kids' stuff on it.
Sure.
And with my grandma's handmade ornaments on it.
That's cool.
It's a land of misfit toys, and I love it, love it, love it so much. And I come home, and I notice that one of the dogs is in a chair by the fireplace, not supposed to be, and there are pieces of something surrounding this dog. And I go over, and I just, my heart dropped. I knew immediately what it was when I saw it. It was in these tiny little wooden shards of pieces. And we have six ornaments that my grandmother made, Scott, 40 years ago. I don't even know. And she put everyone's name in the family on each ornament. They're little people. You know, the girls have little hair and the boys don't, and they're little people. And across the chest of the little ornament, it's only about an inch tall, in her handwriting, she had one for herself, one for her husband, one for my mom and dad, and one for me and my brother, Austin. And I have all six of those. They were on the tree. They're up high on the tree because I don't want the cats knocking them down. I don't know what happened. My heart dropped when I saw it because I knew I have a 1 in 6 chance, as soon as I saw it, of losing hers or my grandfather's. And I love those little people so much that I hang hers by my grandpa's. They're side by side every year. Okay,
that's very sweet.
And I love them so much that about 5 years ago, I took a photo of the lit tree and these teeny tiny little ornaments that say Dorothy and Norman next to them. And I matted and framed the photo of the ornaments side by side on the tree after his death. And so I still have that. Sure enough, 1 in 6 chance of it being hers or my late grandfather's.
It was hers.
It was hers. Of course it was. Because that's how horrible they are.
The dogs.
Yep. I didn't even yell. I knew it when I saw it. I picked it up.
You can't fix it?
No. About 2/3 of it is there. The other third, I'm sure, is making its way through idiot number one's digestive system. And Chris came home, and he knew I was upset. I didn't even yell. I was just really, really sad and really dejected. And so I went into another room. I shut the door, watched some TV, whatever. I'm curious, what is the thing that your dog has destroyed that you could not get back? I could list 50 things in our house, but that's the one thing that meant something to me. And so you might say, like, why would you put it on the tree? Well, they're not chewers. This is what's interesting about this. Those dogs are not chewers. They're shedders, they're peers, they're jerks. They don't chew things. They don't chew shoes. I know if you have a lab, you've gone through 68 pairs of shoes. My friends who have labs,
not me,
cannot put their shoes on the floor. They just can't.
I'd beat my dog if she ate my shoes.
Your dog isn't a chewer?
No.
Did she ever destroy anything of yours?
Well, it's funny you ask. The other night, yes, she did, but only in the first few months. Sarah was at the house, and she said, you know, Dad, it was Friday night. She said, I know this is going to come off as kind of weird, but can we watch a Rocky movie?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, kid, I love you. I love you so much. So I got out Rocky VI, which is really called Rocky Balboa, and which is one of my favorites. And the case was chewed to pieces.
Okay.
And I remember Stella chewed it to pieces when I first got her, and I about that same time I got that movie. But my dog does not chew anything. Anything. And if she did, I would spank her. I would give her a whipping. My dog does not chew anything.
Okay. I'm a little surprised because she's a lab. And in the beginning, nothing. My friends who have had labs say it is a nightmare. It's just what they do. And so I'm just throwing it out there. Of all of the things they could have destroyed, that was the one that I was just like, why? Of all of the things... Really?
That actually breaks my heart.
You know, I'm so thankful I have the photo, but now I have my grandpa's up there without hers. And that's going, and you know I have OCD. That's going to bother me for the rest of my life when I unpack those every year.
Can I ask you a question? I want the truth.
Yes.
I know that you would never get rid of these dogs. Do you regret getting...
Every single day of my life.
Okay.
Every day.
You regret getting these dogs.
Every day. There is not one day that goes by.
Do you love them? Be honest.
It's really complicated and it's hard to talk about because I know people flip out about the dogs. So when you say,
I know.
When you say, I know you would never get rid of them, it's for reasons that you probably don't even know. It's not that I wouldn't get rid of them because I wouldn't, because God, I have thought about it and threatened
Odie pees all over the house.
He's diapered 24/7.
Tank is lazy and fat.
He's just destructive and he smells.
So who do you think brought the ornament down? Odie? Because Tank couldn't get up there.
It's so weird, Scott. I don't know. There was nobody in that house yesterday.
I mean, it's not like Odie loves you either. He did jump out of a moving car.
He did try to get away from me in a car. I have dreamed and thought about how can we do this, and I just don't see a scenario where we can do it, and so we don't.
Because of the kids,
because of the guilt, because it somehow makes me a horrible person that I'm just so done, and I'm done. And I wrote last night,
you're about to cry.
I'm just done, and I want people to say it's okay. That's what I want. I want people to say it's okay.
Who cares?
To be done. And you know what? I have a girlfriend whose dad the other day was like, animals are supposed to bring you joy. And if they're bringing you like the opposite of joy, why are we even discussing this? And I said, because I do think it's kind of a bad thing to be like, okay, now I changed my mind.
No, I get it. You're right.
And that comes with like death threats when people find out you've done that. And so
that's
why we have them. And I'm not mean to them. I don't yell at them. When I saw the ornament last night...
You're actually wonderful to them.
I didn't even yell. I just looked at it and shook my head. And I thought, you know what I thought? How much longer do I have to do this? And I said that to Chris. How much longer do I have to do this?
What was the ornament made out of?
Wood. Tiny little wooden thing.
Is there much of it left?
Yeah.
I might be able to fix it.
Oh, my God, I would cry if you fixed it. Like, I'm crying at the thought of losing that stupid thing, and I don't
know
why.
Bring me what's left.
Because it's what you
have. I'm very serious.
You know what it was?
That's very nice.
It's because it is in her handwriting.
Because it's her.
Yeah.
That's why it means so much.
I understand completely.
And instead of Dorothy, it says, Dor-tai.
Grandma didn't write well.
Well, she wasn't the brightest boy, but she loved good.
You know what I said to Chris last night when he came home, and I wasn't even crying. I'm
it's
just
okay,
so
Dana,
done.
It's okay. We've all been there.
I go, I hope that when that R and Y comes out of that, and I won't use the language I used,
buttocks,
that it hurts. I hope it hurts when the R and the Y comes out.
Like they get like an anal splinter?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. I hope he does and it hurts. Just sit there with that R and that Y up there and you grin through the pain, buddy, because I'm not taking you to the vet.
Grin through the pain. Dana, I've watched you over the years deal with these animals. I can't.
It was a very poor choice. That's all it was. It was a bad choice. And it was my choice.
And I know you're not mean to these animals. You're very loving, actually.
No, damn dog sleeps in my bed.
I know. And you take pictures of him and you put him on the Twitter on the weekend. I see it all the time. But I don't know how you do it. I've been blessed with a dog.
She's a good dog. That's my joke. I go, why can't I just have a good dog? And I know you're saying, well, you got to be a good owner. Well,
I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah, sometimes I think you get dealt a hand. And let me tell you, a very dear friend of Chris's reached out to me last week, and they're thinking about getting a bulldog. And she said, I was, you know, wondering, can I talk to you about that? And I was very blunt with her.
Don't do it.
About the type of owner you have to be to put up with what's coming into your life if you do that. And they are great dogs, Scott.
Well, they're sweethearts.
They're sweethearts. But you can't have, you know, nice furniture. You can't have carpet. There are just things that come. You have to have an enormous budget for medical. Yeah. There are things that come with those dogs. And you know what she said to me? Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And they shed terribly. And so I just told her, I said, I'm not saying do it or don't do it. I'm saying I wish someone had told me and we would never do it again.
I hate the argument, and I'm sure we're going to get it. I hate the argument, if you're a better owner, you will have a better dog. That's like saying if you're a better parent, you won't have a problem child. I don't buy that argument.
It happens.
You know, my parents were phenomenal. And, you know, the old adage is, if you don't think there's a black sheep in your family, you're the black sheep.
Right.
Well, I am the black sheep of my family. I get it. I know it.
I would be of other families, but not mine. I'm not in prison.
You're higher on the totem pole in your own family.
I'm not your family bred black sheep.
They did indeed.
But my argument is I hate this line, you know, if you were a better dog owner, like, you know, good owners don't make bad pit bulls. Well, you know, maybe they do. Maybe some pit bulls, and I'm not trying to start that conversation, so I'm going to move off from it. But the argument that, you know, if you were a better parent, you wouldn't have a bad kid.
Right.
I hate that argument. It's not
fair. I will tell you, I don't think people research enough about breeds when it comes to getting
Amen.
A dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a very, if you go look up online a breed, a list of dog intelligence.
Yeah.
I am not making this up. Bulldog is second to the last.
Yeah. Sure. And I don't care about having a dumb dog. It's the maintenance cost and the smell and the hair.
But for me, I'm not a good owner. I think I'm an okay owner of a dog or dog daddy, whatever you want to call it, fur baby.
Don't call it that.
I got hit by the lucky dog stick. I mean, that's just it. That's all there is to it. I just got hit by the lucky dog stick. That's it.
I have friends who have done that too. They will have one dog, best dog they've ever had. Dog passes after 15 years.
I'll never get another one.
And then they get dog two.
Nope.
And they're, you know, each dog has a different personality. And I told this friend of Chris's, I said, I'm not telling you not to get this dog. I'm telling you these are some of the things that will happen to your house when you do.
High maintenance.
They're high maintenance. Mm-hmm. And if you're okay with that, if you're okay with destroyed furniture,
I would kick that
Go
dog.
Go grab one
I
of those dogs.
I would kick that dog if she destroyed my furniture. 576-7798.
Dana Ride here for Volkswagen and Lee's Summit. I have a very happy teenage driver right now with her new car from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. New to her. We're going to buy a teenager a new car. We're not crazy. And if you are in the market for a car for your younger driver, please go check out all of the fantastic inventory they have out there in every single price range for a younger driver. And I'm telling you, I said to them, we did want a mini SUV. Can you help us find that? And within a couple of days, I got the call. Come on out. We got one. Come look at it. See if she likes it. In all price ranges, because we looked at a ton of them. If you are in the market for a new car, remember, they still have their sign and drive event going on. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and they'll give you a $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. Zero down, zero next month's payment, $500 shopping card. Go now to Volkswagen Lee Summit off of I-470 and Colburn Road, or vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Hey, it's Scott Parks to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy, and let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. See, here we go. From the text line, 0750. Dana, it's okay to be done. We just got rid of one of our dogs because we just could not do it any longer. And the argument that a good dog owner makes a good dog is BS. The dog we had to get rid of was a grandson to the dog that we currently still have, raised and trained the same way, but they were polar opposites.
Kicked out a family member. You gots to go.
Kicked out the grandson.
You gots to go.
We ran into the same problem with the wiener dog. We had a baby, and he became too much to deal with. We gave him to my cousin. He did a 180. Does nothing wrong. And now acts perfect with her.
Okay, thank you for making me laugh. That makes me laugh.
So, I'm not saying to get rid of the dogs. What I'm saying is, and Kelly just sent me a text, tell Dana to remember her quality of life.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
I know.
Listen, I'm not one who says if you get rid of a dog, and by getting rid of, I mean put it into a good home.
I love the term. It's rehoming.
Well, whatever. I'm not one who's going to sit here and ride you or read you the riot act or give you any of that crap. A dog is a member of the family. There's no doubt about it. But they are a secondary member of the family.
Oh, absolutely.
And for everybody who's screaming at me, screw you, Parks! That's a fur baby! Let me ask you this question. Assuming you have children, somebody breaks into your home and they say, somebody's gots to go, a kid or the dog. I am going to help this idiot point the gun at Stella's head.
Well, but there are some people, Scott, who, and there was a woman last week. Did you see this, Will Starrett? It was in the news. She and I about fell out of my chair. She crawled out onto thin ice to rescue a dog.
Mom of three.
And died, and she's a mother of three. Let's break that down for a minute. Three children now without their mother, and I'm sorry that that dog died. But I saw that in the newsroom, and I shouted things that I won't repeat on the radio.
Scott, you kick that dog, and I'll kick you in the balls. Okay. Calm down, tough guy. Newsroom, here's Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
It'll be 3 years in prison and some heavy fines for President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. That story's coming up.
Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. A beautiful showroom. It's light, relaxed, music's playing, great vibe. case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once, and just in time for the holidays. This is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you're ever going to find in one place. And the best part, the values. The prices are unreal. Shop around, that's fine. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond. And that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. You will never pay a dime for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row in Leawood. Make sure you check them out.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.